I want you to buy 2 15-pound dumbbells every night before you go to bed. I want you to do 100 reps of skull crushers laying on the floor, pumping. No squeezing, no pausing, no resting, just bam, 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 bam. Then you're gonna sit up on your knees, and you're gonna do hammer curls. 60 reps, nonstop, pumping, just like this. No rest, no squeeze, just pumping that. 3 sets, nonstop, no rest. No food, nothing, straight the fuck to bed. Guarantee the results are insane.
The only thing this will do is fuck up your recovery. That's boring and retarded thing to do if you actually care about growing your arms or progressing in the gym.
But he had bigger arms than you, what do you know?
Of course he had bigger arms, because he was on more gear than Optimus Prime. What you guys have to understand is that genetically gifted individuals, especially enhanced genetically gifted individuals on gear, can do pretty much everything wrong and still grow. You can't. The point is, don't do that. If you're trying to grow your arms, just train them like every other muscle. You can simply prioritize them by doing them early in the training session, while you're fresh. Obviously, as usual, there's a lot more to it, and I already talked about it in my other videos. But the point is, what he just recommended is not just pointless, it's potentially counterproductive if you're trying to optimize recovery and grow.